Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. There's a very famous Gemara that comes up in today's Daf, and it's very relevant. Halacha lemaisa for practical halacha. The Gemara Numa Daf Mem Zayin, towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara relates a conversation with Kimchis. Who is Kimchis? The Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, Shiva Banu Hayulalu Kimchis. Kimchis had seven sons, Vechulan Shimshu Bekuhuna Gedola, and all of them became Kohanim Gedolim. Amrullah. The Chachamim asked Kimchis, "Ma asis? What did you do? Shezachis lekach that you merited that you were zochet to have seven sons, all of them kohanim gedolim." Amar lahem, so she responded, "Miyomai lerau koros besi. The ceiling of my house never saw kilei sari, the braids of my hair." She said that the ceiling, she never uncovered her hair. We're all familiar with the halacha that a woman has to wear a head covering. A married woman has to wear a head covering. Certainly when she goes outside. What about inside her house? So the Gemara tells us about Kimchis, that she never uncovered her hair even inside her house. You can look at the Tosi Yishanim about this Gemara, but it's very clear that Kimchis was very stringent to ensure that she wouldn't uncover her hair even inside her house. Now, is that the halacha? Are you required to do that? So obviously, as in everything else in halacha, there's discussion. Nothing simple. It's a machlokas among the poskim. However, I just want to read to you a few lines from a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. In our Chaim Chelek Hei, the end of Simen Lamed Zayin, Osiyud Beis, Moshe discusses whether you have to cover your hair when a woman is inside her house. V'hidur ika. It's nice. There's a chumrah. Afil lasus kimchis, to follow the practice of kimchis, never to take off her head covering, even inside her house. However, continues Moshe, avalo shemanu, she could snow as keilu. Ramosha said, I don't know if they're really women that really practice like this. Afilu b'doros kodmim, even in earlier generations, Ramosha says he doesn't think that women were machmir for this. Wizmana tanoim, even going back to the times of tanoim, lohiyu nishoseim noagos kain, that wasn't the practice of women. Eliyachilus kikimchis, only there were a few, there was a smattering of individuals, unique people that were machmiros like kimchis, that certainly wasn't the prevalent practice. Now Ramosha's agreeing that there's a hiddur to it. And Moshe Netshuva in Ebenezer Chelek Aleph, the end of Simen and Ches, I think, discussed this as well. He references an opinion of Chassam Sofer, who may disagree with this. And he says that there is perhaps place to be Machmir. There certainly is place to be Machmir. And I just want to end off with the language of the Zohar. The Mishnah Brura in Arachayim and Simen Ayin Hei, the Halachas of Kriyashma. What would be the circumstance that there could be a problem if you're in the presence of an Erva? It would be prohibited to learn, to daven. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about hair. Hair could be an erva, could be a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Zohar, which says a lot of spooky things about a woman who uncovers her hair. But he continues, Alkein boi itza da afilu koros beisa. Therefore, a woman should try that even the ceiling in her house, lo yechem un sa'ara chada mireisha, even one hair, the ceiling shouldn't even see one hair of a woman, of a married woman. And it continues that if someone covers her hair, her children will be able to be considered great. They will be elevated among all of his peers. Not only will her children succeed, as we find the Gemara by Kimchis, that her children all became kind of gedolim, continues the Zohar. Not only that, her husband will receive all blessings, from above, spiritual, ruchniyistic blessings, and this worldly blessings, be'utra, with wealth, be'vnin, with children, uvnei banin, and with grandchildren. So we see from our Gemara about Kimchis, we see in the Zohar very clearly that there certainly is a midas chasidus, there is a place for someone who wants to be stringent, never to uncover their hair, for a married woman never to uncover her hair, even when she's in the privacy of her home, even when no one's around. Now, we saw Ramosha, there may be those that argue, we saw Tshuva Ramosha, where he says that this is a Chumrah, but it's really only a Chumrah, and it doesn't have such widespread practice. Ultimately, does Ramosha hold that it's appropriate for a woman, the second she comes into her house, to uncover her hair and walk around with the hair uncovered? In fact, in contemporary society, where it seems that the minig is the practice, is that most women do not walk around their house with their hair uncovered, the minig would be that it's usher, and therefore it could be usher. Certainly there are other considerations why women shouldn't walk around their house, just walk in their house and take off their head covering. But Ramosha does write that in terms of the Gemara about Kimchis, the that she covered her hair and she never took off her head covering, that's a chumrah in which Ramosha doesn't think had widespread practice.